You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ at the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and this week I got three new movies, a horror comedy, a Christmas movie, and a drama. Our first movie is Freaky, and it's the new horror comedy that channels on the Freaky Friday genre, body swapping. It stars Vince Vaughn as a serial killer who steals an ancient dagger and stabs a tormented teenager played by Catherine Newton. The next morning, they wake up in each other's bodies. While the girl in the killer's body must convince her friends what's going on, the killer in the girl's body goes on a killing spree in her school. And when she's in the killer's body, she's able to find the confidence in herself, which she never really knew she had. It must be obligatory for the police to not believe that it's really the girl inside the killer's body, but then again, it wouldn't be an entertaining film without challenges. Vaughn is funny when he plays the teenage girl inside a grown man's body, while Newton is delicious when she plays a teenage girl with the killer's mind inside her. It was directed by Christopher Landon, who made the Happy Death Day movies. It's clear he has the guts and glory to make horror comedies that satirizes the nostalgia of original films in the tradition of Scream. 3 stars. Next up is Netflix's latest holiday musical, Jingle Jangle, probably the best Christmas movie I've seen in a long while. It's one that possesses the colors and true spirit of the holidays, and it's a musical produced by John Legend. It stars Forest Whitaker as a once successful inventor whose book was stolen by his old apprentice, played by Keegan-Michael Key, and his Matador mechanical toy, voiced by Ricky Martin. Now he runs a pawn shop on the verge of bankruptcy. His granddaughter, played by newcomer Madeline Mills, visits him and comes across an unfinished invention of his and gets it to work. It's the Buddy 3000, which can talk, play like a tape recorder, flies, and even make people levitate. The rival inventor, whose stolen book makes him rich and famous, covets that invention. Other than some annoying moments, Jingle Jangle was directed by David E. Talbert, whose previous holiday-themed movie, Almost Christmas, was on my list of the worst films of 2016. This movie, however, is such a delight with charming characters, dazzling visuals, amazing musical numbers in the vein of The Greatest Showman, and excellent performances from Whitaker, Key, and Mills. It's about time we get a Christmas movie that won't come to Blu-ray in January, February, and March, but will stick out on Netflix next year. This will be a holiday tradition of a movie like Elf and It's a Wonderful Life. 3.5 stars. And finally, our last review is coming to Netflix on November 24th, but is a real disappointment. It's Ron Howard's next entry, Pillbilly Elegy, and it's based on the memoir of J.D. Vance that takes place between 1997 and 2011. The kid is played by Owen S. Talos, and the older version is played by Gabriel Basso, and both these actors provide the sympathy and flexibility of the real-life character. Also in the movie is Amy Adams as his druggy mom, who mostly shouts in the film, which takes away my enjoyment, and Glenn Close provides some salty dialogue as his grumpy but well-meaning grandma. When J.D. is a kid, he deals with the ups and downs of growing up in his environment, and when he's a young adult, he's in law school hoping to earn a career opportunity. At the same time, when preparing for a major interview, he must find his heroin addict mother a place to stay. Ron Howard has made some excellent movies in the past, but Hillbilly Elegy is one of his weakest films. It just seems too self-indulged in the conflicts and drama that it basically confuses us on whether or not we should support the characters. They do have sincere moments after they let out all their anger, and they convince you they're good people, but the anger threatens to consume our support for them. 2 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.